Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ. Brought to you, transcribed each week, by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with the prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God, and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 8. The Day of Miracles.
Surely he hath borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we have thought him as it were a leper, and as one struck by God and afflicted.
Jesus walked the strand of the Sea of Galilee and summoned his first four disciples, Simon and Andrew, James and John, and they followed him into Capernaum. And on the Sabbath, Jesus went to the synagogue to teach, and the disciples went with him to observe and to learn his manner of instruction. And even as Jesus spoke, the one who hated him most sat in the synagogue and was thinking,
"How can I destroy him? When I left him in the desert, it was only for a while. 3 offers I made him then, and he refused. If I can but have him avow himself publicly. Ah, that's it. That demented creature who's wandered into the synagogue, I shall speak through him. How convenient. These priests and rabbis have taught the people to believe madness comes from an unclean spirit. Meaning me, of course. Ah, there's no time to lose. Jesus is finishing his discourse.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus of Nazareth, hast thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art. I know who thou art. I know who thou art.
Master, the man's coming at you.
Hast thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art.
Come back, come back.
What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth?
Come, Master, he will do you harm.
I know who thou art. I know. The Holy One of God. The Holy One of God.
Master. Get him out of here!
Hast thou come to...
Hold thy peace.
Hold
thy peace. go out of this man.
Look, the man lies quiet.
Is he dead?
No. He breathes.
He's opening his eyes. He seems none the worse for his fall. Here, let him up. Take him out into the air. Take him home when he is recovered.
What is this? The man was bereft. Now he's well. What new doctrine is this? With authority, he commands the unclean spirits.
Aye. And they obey him. What man can cause the unclean spirits to obey him? I must report this to those at Jerusalem as soon as possible.
When the people looked about for Jesus, he was gone. Quickly the news spread through the town that Jesus had cured the demoniac. Friends and relatives of the sick, the blind, and the crippled, and the unsound of mind, prepared them to seek out Jesus. But it was the Sabbath, and they must wait until sundown before they could move from their homes. Jesus, meanwhile, upon leaving the synagogue, had gone to the house of Simon for the noonday meal in company with his disciples.
I must apologize. We'll have to serve ourselves. My mother-in-law is down with fever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Simon. I hope it's not serious.
The fever's still very high. Shows no sign of letting up.
Simon, couldn't the master cure her?
No, James, no. We must not ask him.
But he cured the official's son, and you just witnessed what he did at the synagogue this morning.
But he seems so tired, as if the miracle took so much out of him.
I feel we should tell him. Come, he's just outside the door. Master, we've come to tell you Simon's mother-in-law is sick with a raging fever.
She's a good woman. Kind, gentle, considerate of others.
Master, could you do something for her? Simon says we shouldn't ask this of you, but I thought...
Simon, take me to her.
The doctor has done everything, but she's no better. Touch her forehead and you'll see that.
Fever be gone. Leave this good woman.
She stirs. Her eyes are clearing.
And when Jesus reached out his hand and touched Simon's mother-in-law and rebuked the fever, it left her.
Come, take your places at the table. I'll look in on my mother-in-law, then I'll serve you. Mother? Mother? She's gone. Left her bed.
Try the kitchen, Simon.
Mother, what are you doing here?
But you're weak.
You need rest. Yes. Yes, all right. Please be seated. My mother-in-law has recovered. She says she'll have no man cluttering up her kitchen.
And they sat down to their meal. And Simon's mother-in-law waited on them. They talked earnestly among themselves throughout the afternoon and into the evening. And before they realized it, the sun had gone down and the Sabbath had ended. James rose and opened the door to see who was shouting.
What is this?
The news has spread, Simon. They come on litters, on crutches. They've crawled. And the mad are here in their chains. They cry for Jesus to cure them.
Well, what's to be done? There are so many of them.
Oh, Master, they camp on the doorstep as long as you remain.
Open the door.
Master,
I'll go out to them.
But there are so many.
James, open the door.
But Simon...
We
would
do
you
not
go...
question the wishes of the Master, James.
Forgive me.
Jesus of Nazareth, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the Son of God.
Hold thy peace.
Be gone. Leave this man.
Jesus went among the people, lifting up from them their afflictions and their sorrows, touching the unclean and making them whole again, driving out evil spirits from the demented and releasing them from their shackles. The darkness came, and still he walked among them. The cured were wild with joy. But those who had come to love Jesus the man were greatly concerned.
Never in the history of the world, Simon, has there been a day like this.
I don't like the way the scribes and priests stand about and watch him.
And did you hear that poor, demented creature cry out he knew who Jesus was?
Yes, that voice. It sounded the same as the man at the synagogue this morning.
Oh? In what way, Simon?
Not a cry of joy, but of hate.
You're right. Yes, I trembled at the time. Now I know why.
There'll be no peace for Jesus now that he's worked signs. He'll demand them everlastingly. And his enemies will turn them against him.
Aye. From this day, Jesus will be a marked man wherever he goes. Simon! Simon!
What is it?
Jesus is gone.
Gone?
He's not in his room, and people are gathering and clamoring to be cured.
He's no doubt gone to the desert to pray.
Then we must go to him and tell him what's happening.
Yes, yes, let's go quickly. No, James. It's best we go by the back door. They would follow us.
Simon. Simon, look back.
Here they are.
They follow us.
Yes.
Come, let's hurry.
Someone saw us and told the others.
How can they ask so much of him? After what he did for them last night.
It's as you said, Simon. There'll be no peace for him now that they know he can cure people.
Would that they believed in his word as well as his cure.
Ah, but they don't know him as we do. How when he speaks, all his life becomes exalted. But as much he says, I don't fully understand.
Nor I, but we must wait. I get the feeling he's talking of things to be revealed. As if every word was weighted with a promise. And at some future time,
look,
all
look,
he...
there's Jesus ahead. He sees us. He's coming and signals us to wait here. The crowd sees him too.
Yes.
Oh, how they rush. I wonder how many of those he cured last night believe in him.
I thought of that, too, as I watched them rising from their pallets. Many were so happy with their cures, they never paused to thank the physician.
It saddens him. The master wants so much that they should believe in him.
Master, they are all seeking thee.
We need you. Many are sick.
Please. Please, not all at once. Let the Master speak.
To the other towns also, I must proclaim the kingdom of God. For this is why I have been sent. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath appointed me. He hath sent me to preach to the meek, to heal the contrite of heart, and to preach a release to the captives, and deliverance to them that are shut up, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Jesus left them and went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. His fame spread into all Syria, and they brought to him all those suffering from various diseases, and he cured them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond Jordan. But at Jerusalem, the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees were much concerned as they questioned a rabbi from Capernaum.
And all the sick gathered outside his door, and Jesus came out and cured them.
This took place on the Sabbath?
No. My people waited until sundown before going to Jesus.
But the incident at the synagogue, that was during the Sabbath?
Yes.
Now this demoniac shouted, "I know who thou art, the Holy One of God." and later cried out in the presence of many, Thou art the Son of God.
Yes, but the man was out of his mind and cannot be held responsible for his words.
I understand. You must excuse us if we seem to question you so rigorously. But we've heard many rumors about Jesus. He could involve us with Pilate or Herod Antipas if he gathers a following. Has he said anything against Caesar or Pilate?
Not to my knowledge. He teaches and preaches, but shows no interest in politics. The people flock to hear him.
A great multitude, I understand.
That is true. The man has a friendly, informal way of teaching that appeals to people.
Aside from his ability to cure them of sickness?
Yes. But don't be led to believe that Jesus attracts only those seeking cures, or that people come to him out of curiosity.
From what you tell us, we've cause to be concerned. The suggestion that Jesus is the Messiah, even though cried out by a demoniac, could take hold. They will attribute his cures to divine power, and next they will speculate about the man himself, especially with a little encouragement from him.
I must remind you that when the demoniac shouted the words, Thou art the Son of God, Jesus rebuked him severely and commanded the evil spirits to leave the man.
I see. And did the evil spirits obey?
Immediately. In a matter of seconds, the man was well as before. Of course, he didn't remember anything of what he had said to Jesus.
Still, the suggestion was planted in their minds. At sundown, you tell us, every sick person came to Jesus for a cure.
Can you blame them? What man ridden by disease would not come after knowing what had happened in the morning?
The thing that concerns us is that Jesus could use the ability to cure to lead people astray, to make them believe he is the Messiah. Once they believe that, the situation could get out of control very easily.
What would you have me do? Instruct my people not to go to Jesus? They would not obey me.
For the present, do nothing. Observe Jesus as much as possible. We will send a delegation to make a thorough investigation of him. And of course, we'll work closely with the local authorities.
Very well.
Do you know where Jesus is now?
No. He moves from town to town in Galilee, preaching of the new kingdom which is to come.
Ah, that sounds much the same as John the Baptist's doctrine.
Yes, it does. As did John, Jesus speaks much of repentance and being saved.
And John the Baptist, where is he now?
Under arrest, if not dead. I've not heard anything definite since he was seized.
Just so. Saviors all seem to have the same difficulty.
What do you mean?
They become so interested in saving others, they forget to save themselves.
And as the scribes and Pharisees plotted as to how they might trap Jesus, he continued his tours in Galilee, preaching in the synagogues, reaching out his hand to the afflicted. A man of sorrows, acquainted with infirmity.
Surely, he hath borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows. And we have thought him as it were a leper and as one struck by God and afflicted.